Yes, sir. It's a $500 check. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's $225. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jacket? Yes, ma'am. Praise his holy name. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. All right. Okay. All right. All right. Hallelujah. Prosperity revival came to me many years ago. I had never seen no one talk about no prosperity revival. We're still doing it. Today we have prosperity revival every year. It seemed like God was working on these moments that we're in now to come to grip with the revelation of Him, ma'am.
This is from my sister Julie Reed. She's working.
Give her my love. Okay, yeah. And so this seed training class are very important to me. I have a stack of letters on my desk where a pastor, he may be here, begin to teach his members some of the principles that I taught, and they're having debt cancellation just like that. So I want you to follow me in the word tonight. One of the things we're dealing with, you know, Montreal have a song, God Can't Fail. Tonight I'm going to deal with the seed can't fail. And I'm going to prove why the seed cannot fail. The whole kingdom of God is a seed kingdom. If you study the word properly, you'll find out the word is a seed. If you study Jesus properly, you'll find out Jesus himself is a seed. And the kingdom of God operates by seeds. And if we get a good understanding of it, see, the seed is so simple that Satan can't even see it. And the seed does the damage before Satan know it. The seed runs the same line that we studied last week, Good Friday, and we studied Resurrection Morning. The seed run along the same line with Jesus being crucified. When you sow a seed, that seed is crucified. And that seed stay in the grave for a while. But then there always come a resurrection. And it does not come back the same amount. The scripture called it harvest. But it goes through the same transaction. John 12 tell you, go through the same transaction that Jesus went through to pay for all our sins. The seed is one of the most tremendous teaching in the Bible. If you ever get a hold of it and you ever become a bona fide sower, goodbye. And you can say bye-bye to lack, limitation, all those type of living, and you can go on and do what the Father have told you to do. It won't happen overnight, children. You know, it won't happen because you come to 3 or 4 seed training classes. No, in between you got to be digging and searching the scriptures and asking God to give you direction. And know it's scripture. Know it's all right. That is not evil, because a lot of times we've been taught this is evil. This is not evil. It's evil for God's children not to know their rights. God has positioned you. You listening? God has positioned you to put your hand in his pocket. His provision. Yes, absolutely. His provision in Jehovah's pocket. His provision belongs to you while you're here. And then when you get where he is, you're going to see all of the glory and all the things. So, Father, we thank you tonight that you will help us understand what the Holy Spirit is saying from the scripture. I would ask you to take my mind, take my spirit, anoint both my mind and my spirit, anoint my tongue, anoint my eyes, anoint everything I do here tonight, Lord, and anoint every person who listens to me, that the Holy Spirit can get a hold of us along these lines and just show us clearly in our hearts and our mind what you have to say about this and what you want us to do about it. We thank you for it. Thank you for your presence tonight. Men and women who travel from everywhere to be here, they're by internet all over the world. We thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I'm going to jump around a little bit tonight on some things. Let me say this to you so you can get ready for it. Tonight I'm going to expose you to some of the greatest seed trainers and seed sowing conventions you've never seen or heard of. Now, make note of it. The Lord Jesus Christ himself was the greatest seed trainer. In Matthew 13, Mark 4, I think it's in Luke 8, he trained about the seed. King David was a seed trainer. Abraham was a seed trainer. We'll get to some of them. And the Apostle Paul had a seed training camp meeting in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9. That's seed training camp meeting there, boy, all day long. That's what the Spirit, I read, and the Spirit said, that's camp meeting, seed training. Because in those two chapters, he really drilled it home about the seed. Once your spirit and mind have been trained in this type of sowing, and you're able to experience the results, you will step into a supernatural grace of sowing and reaping. I want to give you that again. See, when we look at some lessons here tonight that are going to train us that the seed cannot fail. Once your spirit and mind have been trained in this type of sowing and you are able to experience the results. See, now, no. Anybody got no time for a whole lot of teaching with no results? You will step into, and I want you to listen, it is a supernatural grace of sowing. That's what, at that convention in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, that's what he's talking about, a supernatural grace for sowing. And reaping. Now, let's look at some reason why do the body of Christ need seed training? Why? Well, you know, you can think about it, of all the things that our hearts have desired, God has desired for us to do and purpose in our lives. One of the greatest handicaps is finance. I wish I had three more people say amen, because y'all know I'm telling the truth. So we need seed training because of this scripture. I remember when I came across this scripture here in 1 Samuel. Turn there in 1 Samuel. I wasn't going to start there first. I had another scripture I was going to start at, but I'm going to go to 1 Samuel because we got to know the disability that Satan had placed on us as Christians by putting us in certain positions that he has no right to put us in. And once we learn how to get out and pursue that, then the Father can take it to other places. Are you following me? Let's see, three. It's 1 Samuel. I think it's 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel 22. I remember running up on the scripture years ago. I said, wow. But it showed an ideal of we have to tear down financial fronts. They're not working. They don't buy nothing. They last for a couple of hours when you're in front of somebody fronting. But when it's time to function, you can't function. You understand what I'm saying? So we got to be real about this thing and know that there's another way besides working four jobs. And so here in 1 Samuel, you'll see the condition of these people. And when we go to David training class, these are some of the same people David has trained to come out of these conditions by showing them how to be sowers. Now, they were sowing in the millions. I mean, they were sowing, man, because they had got to a position. David had trained them how to please God along this line. But it's a sad episode. I want to read three or four. I had Montreal jot some notes down from I was moving. Montreal behind me, I said, write this down. And there are some things that I want to show you tonight again over. I want to show them to you together so I can deal with it, because actually, if you don't have your money, you're actually living an inferior Christian life. You are an inferior Christian. Now, you know, got some of these deep theologians, you telling people that we just need Jesus. No, you need more than Jesus right here in this life, because Jesus, that's why Jesus taught you, I'm coming that you might have life, might have more abundantly, because Jesus knows you got to pay your bill. I ain't got time to be listening to all these deep fellas, and they always want to pick up an offering and never tell me how to get my money. They're living on my offering. So here in 1 Samuel, you must understand the condition of these people. He give a threefold condition they're in. You must also understand that they did something that is very important. They got their hand on a seed trainer. They got their hand on somebody who could tell them how to get out of that condition. And they trusted him. And they came out. One of the main problems is to get people to trust you. You know, that's why the Lord told me, tell them I didn't come to get money from you. Tell them you didn't come to get money from you, come to get money to them. That statement, I had never heard that statement before. What preacher you ever heard say, I didn't come get money from you? He said, the offering will be 15 minutes from now. And I'm going to read from Revelation to Genesis to Revelation. I got to have some money today. So in 1 Samuel 22, verses 1 and 2 are very pivotal in you making a decision that you're going to become a sower. It's very pivotal. The average Christian is hearing these verses. Now, a lot of Christians are on a little survivor mode. They think they're better off than other people, but nobody won't be on no survivor mode. David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave of Adullam, and when his brother and all his father's house heard it, they went down there to him. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone was that was discontented. You see those three things? And notice what they did. They gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them. Now, with him about 400 men. Now, I'll show these men to you in a meeting in 1 Chronicles 29 in one of David's camp meeting and training session on sowing. And these guys are sowing like they're out of their mind. Now, these guys was broke. They were discontented. But see, this man trained them. They stayed around David, and David trained. Nobody can stay around me and stay broke. Not if they accept the training. Not if they accept the training. You understand me? Not if you accept the training, because I know too much. I've experienced too much. God have showed me too much for any person who follow my ministry to stay broke. If they follow the principles that I give them, they're going to come out. And they will not have no distress, no debt, and discontentment in their life. They will not have it. Another thing, that shows us, and undoubtedly these people genuinely love God. They joined themselves to David. David loved God. Undoubtedly they love God, but loving God is not going to produce what obeying God would do. Shot one over your head just now. See, obeying God, you need to find out what God say to do about a certain thing and do that thing because, I mean, that's Deuteronomy 28 all day long. The first verse in Deuteronomy 28, when he's talking about all them blessings, God, first verse is, look, you got to hearken to his voice and do what he tell you to do. See? Now, the church seemed to be in virgin understanding when it comes to the seed and sowing seed. The church is a virgin. And she need to begin to produce some babies. And so she got to connect with the right information to become pregnant. This scripture here will knock every question down about why you need to be trained to sow. In 2 Corinthians. This is evident, but this is so clear. You know, I even believe, now you don't have to go here with me, but I'm going myself. I believe a lot of people not saved because the church is so broke. They don't even want to look at the church. They rather look at the reality show, them lies on TV. At least they feel better. Somebody trying to show something, lying or something. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, I want to look at one or two verses. Let me look at the 12th verse, 12 and 12. Paul said, truly the sign of an apostle was wrought among you in all patience in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. You talk about the signs of an apostle, all right? But then he goes into this 13th verse and says some things that I believe that any good student who's training seed need to know about. He says, for what is it when you are inferior to other churches? You see that word inferior? Now the inferiority there he's talking about is that they wasn't a sowing church. So because they wasn't sowing, they had no money. So a church that don't have no money is an inferior church. I know y'all don't shop it out. I know y'all don't want to hear that. Y'all won't sing Amazing Grace and get all spiritual on me. But no, tonight the Lord is trying to train you that all of it come together. Yes. You shouldn't have no hardship in your finances. See, so he said, so it means that if I'm a Christian and I'm not a bona fide sower, I'm living an inferior life. Yes, sir. Even though I got a college degree and even though I got a high complex job, but I still don't have no money. Not enough money to do what the Bible says I can do. Are you following me? Suppose you wake up one morning and don't have no money trouble. Never, don't have to think about money no more in your life. See, these seed training classes is to put you in a position that you never have to think about money. But you're on money mind all the time. Money thinking about you. Because when the secular world came out with the law of attraction, actually, that's a biblical principle. The seed produces the law of attraction. And money is attracted to you when you've obeyed God in his principle. The same God who put the money in the fish mouth can put money in your pocket. Supernaturally. See. I try to share with the body of Christ that you can become honestly, holy, wise, sanctified money magnet. Yes, and money just, because your anointing is stronger than anything in this world. But you have to obey God. Now notice this. Verse 13, what is it when you are inferior to other churches, except it be that I myself was not burdensome to you? In other words, Paul said, I didn't push you far enough. I didn't push you hard enough. That's why y'all can't put nothing up. In the convention, y'all come to the convention, y'all sitting all back, all ducking and carrying on. Y'all ain't got nothing because y'all never sold nothing. Then notice what he said at the end of this verse. What he said? wow. Wow. Forgive me for not pushing you to sow. Now, boy, in LTMA, we're trying to knock their head off. We're making them sow because that's the quickest way to get them out. Paul said, forgive me. Man, he asked forgiveness. He made the church inferior. Now, at large, the body of Christ have been made inferior here. But we're changing it. You understand me? Let me let you look at it. We saw in 1 Samuel inferior position, right? They were what? Distress, debt, and discontent, right? So it's a proven fact those men loved God, but they had nothing. See, I almost had a statement, money come by hearing. See, you hear it, and you do what the Lord tell you to do, and you can walk in it, you see. Notice quickly, again, let's look at something. This inferior man who represented the church in Luke 16, 19. He under the table. He desiring crumbs, which fall from the world's table. And that's why they won't keep the church at. You see, look, I don't have time to stay that long. Look at it. Luke 16, 19, you read the whole story. He desired crumbs. He under the table. Now, the 23rd time, say he prepared a table for us, but he under the table. See, I'm trying to show you these inferior positions. Then Samuel here in Luke. Now, turn to this golden text about a seed in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. I'm from around a while, so help me, Holy Ghost. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, turn now. Let's focus on verse 10 again. We never can get away from verse 10. Verse 10 is telling us so much about the seed. If you're going to have any kind of training, you need to understand. Here's, you know, I the way I got it this morning, I was laying in bed and meditating and praying in tongues. He says, this is a seed training camp meeting. 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. It's a camp meeting. Paul training them about the seed. You know, he just told them, people, I made you inferior. He's making up for it here. And he get down to this point where he says in the 10th verse, now he that ministers seed to the sower, one aspect, he give you seed, both minister bread for your food. So he said he'll feed you while you're sowing. You don't have to be afraid if you're sore. God's going to take care of you. You understand that? And then he said the third thing now, he made a promise or made a insight here and multiply your seed sown. Now, it had to be a seed sown from the multiply. Because when you sow that seed, you trust shift. You trust shift from money to God. See? He said he promised to multiply your seed sown. And then he says, and increase the fruit. So yeah, multiply, increase the fruit of your righteousness. The fruit of your righteousness is you can have everything God says is yours. You're the righteousness of God. Every promise, everything the Bible says is good and that belong to you. Every amount of money, silver, gold, all things are yours. When your righteousness increases, everything increases. First Corinthians chapter 3. First Corinthians chapter 3:6-7. Now remember the statement. He said he'll multiply the seed sown, right? Yes. All right, now here in 1 Corinthians 3, a principle is here. 6-7. I have planted a pot of water, but notice what he says. There he is. Now, that's one of God's M.O. God giveth the increase. God giveth the increase. So then neither he that planted anything, neither he that watered, but God that giveth the increase. Now, you might have an argument with that and say, well, you know, you're talking about getting people saved, but there's a principle there. I told you the seed the kingdom is a seed kingdom. God said in his word, what is Psalm 115, verse 14, I increase you more and more, you and your children, because he's the God of increase. Now, God increase is hidden in the seed. See, your anything holding you back is not God, is you. Or lack of knowing. Now, I wrote this down because Bob was back there trying to type some stuff. You know, I write all, be writing all night long. But I thought this statement was so clear to me. And it may not mean much to you, but you need to listen to it. The Holy Spirit will train you how to sow. See, people have never equated the Holy Spirit with sowing, but he did it to me. He will train you how to sow. I dare you ask the Holy Spirit to train you how to sow. See, because we need his help, because the flesh step up, emotion, all that kind of stuff up. People step up and just block us from sowing. So we need the Holy Spirit to help us to see. Sowing is more than about money. Money is the elementary thing of sowing. Sowing is about obeying God. And the money automatically come. How many calls you sold last month? 23. That is not the first time that happened. That's not the first time that happened. He came to me and said, Pastor, because I'm connected with you, I sold 23 calls this month. He told me that before. Not the same 23 calls. Yeah, come on, it just happened like that. Yes, sir. He a quiet man. He come here, he do what he got to do. He kept no dust. He tried to beat it a meeting. And God just blessed him. Yeah. You got to do some things besides just so. You got to live right too and respect people, you know. Now, you remember those men who were distressed, in debt and discontented. Yes, sir. You remember what they did now? What they did together? Go back to 1 Samuel because I want you to see this. What did they do? They gathered themselves under David, right? All right, turn now because you need to see this. Now I'm going to ask this question. Nobody answer me. Anybody got a lot of debt? Don't answer me. Anybody got any financial distress? Please don't answer me. Anybody is just discontented with their checkbook? Don't answer me. I know you ain't here, and I know you're on the internet. I know you're there. I know you're some of God's greatest servant. But I know you're dissatisfied with your checkbook, your pocketbook, and you're just dissatisfied because it don't go far enough. And we got to stop fronting. Stop fooling around. If you stop fronting, and your faith going to start working. Faith can't work with front. So don't let many rob you that being blessed and being financially blessed is wrong. It's not wrong. It's true. I don't know how we can read about all these people in the Bible, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, just going down the line. Yes, sir, everybody got rich. Yeah. Messing around with God. Yeah. Believe in God. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's nothing wrong. You gotta break yourself from the generation of curse your family and put on you. And Hear the apostle. Hear what thus saith the Lord. Believe this stuff. Yeah. Take it and pursue it. Yeah. Press in for it. Yes, sir. And you'll watch what happened to you. Yeah. Can't be retiring at no 90 years old. What you want to retire? Retiring. Now go to 1 Chronicles 29. Let's look at these guys again. I want to say a few things about them. I'm not going to say a whole lot about them. But they're dealing with the seed. And I say the seed cannot fail. It'll bring you out every time. Now, I got people in this room already know that, you know. It got souls who have already gotten results in this room. Thank God, I'm not the only one. And I'm not talking about believing for it. No, they're living in it. All right. You know, you're the only one. You talk about it, see, but you're the only one. Maybe I'm the only one working it then. You don't know how long I've been working it. I was trained off of fall. I didn't have nobody come teach me. I was trained off of fall. I just watched a man. I sat there with hundreds of preachers who didn't get the lesson. I got it. I was trained. I was praying. I told God, I got to be more in this year. This year, I'm going to run these little circles. And God trained me through a man. He ain't had to say nothing to me. I just saw what he did, and I just got up and followed him. Then the preacher got the gall to ask me a question, saw my plan in my house. Do you know what you have? Yeah, I know what I have. That's why I bought it. Yes. Do you know what you have? Yes, absolutely I know what I have. I got the best. Yeah. Come on, Dad. Do you know what you have? Come on, Dad. As if I'm a dummy or something. I know what I got. I don't need you to tell me what I got. I got it without you. One thing you can't do, you can't hold a soul down. Isn't this 1 Chronicles 29? It's one of the most powerful chapters you can read. And this David, David is a seed trainer. He's trained these boys so well now, but he lead them in sowing. He show them how to sow. And there are so many lessons in this 1 Chronicles 29 because your heart got to be into it. The same thing the other trainer said. Paul was a trainer, you know, in 2 Corinthians 8. He said, your heart got to be in this. Purpose in your heart. Until it become heart effective, you're not going to understand it. You have to, the lesson on the seed have to affect your heart. If you don't, not just your hand, just trying to grab something. No, you see, your heart got to be straight for your hand to get full. This is a heart thing. It's not just a hand thing. It's not just money in your hand. It's not just money. It's a heart thing. When your heart turned toward God and when your stewardship is so important to you, all I have is yours, God. And I'm not playing. He know I'm not playing. See? So important. Here's some of the lessons I want you to see in this chapter. Being willing to sow. Sowing with great joy. Let's see, can I find that verse to show it to you? In the ninth verse of that opening. Then the people rejoiced for that they offered willingly. Because with perfect hearts, they offered willingly to the Lord. And David the king, their trainer, also rejoiced with great joy. David rejoiced with him. David said, I knew the old boy there. I knew he was broke. The old boy there was full of debt. Look at him now. He stand up and say, I'll give $1 billion. You know, little boy, he dressed different, smelled different. He done got in another category. Make sure he's a male. Look at the 11th verse and the 12th verse. That's where I got the statement from. David, when I was reading that, God says, I permit you to put your hand in my pockets. And I want you to know who I am. So here in the 11th verse, he says, David knew him, he said, Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Good God Almighty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Glory to God. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou exalted the head above all. Notice verse 12. Put your hand in my pocket, God said. I bet you won't come out broke. I bet you won't come out in debt. If you ever get your hand in God's pocket, all your debt's gone. And God round you with his pocket like this. You trying to get another job. Oh, you got to get your hand in God's pocket. God left his pocket open for us. God don't have zipper or button pocket. They're wide open. Holy Spirit, I pray that the Holy Spirit make this thing real to you, because this thing is so real to me. I'm not just trying to say nice cliches. You imagine being able to put your hand in God's pocket and God says, yeah, do what you want to do. I don't want to do God have anything in his pocket. You know, most people trying to get in a cookie jar. I ain't trying to get no cookie jar. I'm cookie jar, ain't it? You can buy the cookies. No, I want to do what God tell me to do. No, notice now. Both riches and honor come of thee. Where it come from? And thou reignest over all, and in thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand is to make great and to give strength unto all. Do you see that? All right. Now, another thing I want you to learn from this chapter, I'm just going to read some things in this chapter, but I want you to learn again, I want to repeat, sowing is of the heart. Look at the 17th verse. Sowing is of the heart. I know also, my God, thou tries the heart, and has pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things. Uprightness of my heart, you see it? Yeah. And now I have seen with joy the people what you're present here to offer willingly all unto thee. I offered, and the people offered. And I'm going to quickly read this to you. Start at the first verse. Furthermore, David the king said unto all the congregation, Solomon my son, whom also God have chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great, for the palace is not for man, but for the Lord God. Now notice what he said in the second verse. Now I have prepared with all my heart for the house of my God, the gold for things to be made with gold, and silver for things of silver, and the brass for things of brass, the iron for things of iron, and wood for things of wood, ox stone and stone to be set, glistering stone, and of divers color, and all manner of precious stone, and marble stone in abundance. Moreover, because I've set my affection to the house of my God, I have my own proper good of gold and silver, which I've given to the house of my God over and above all that I prepared for the holy house. I got the church decided to give some more. Even 3,000 talents of gold. And I had the figures on this one time. It was way up in there. I think it went up to trillion of gold of Ephraim, 7,000 talents of refined silver to overlay the walls of the houses with all, the gold for things of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and for all manner of work to be made by the hand of the artificers. And who then is willing to consecrate, and who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? Then the chief of the father, those he had trained, then the chief of the father and prince of the tribe of Israel, and the captain of thousands and of hundreds, with the rulers of the king, work offered willingly. And gave for the service of the house of God of gold 5,000 talents, 10,000 dram, and silver 10,000 talents of brass, 18,000 talents, and 100,000 talents of iron. And they with whom precious stone was found gave them to the treasure of the house of the Lord by the hand of Jehiel the Gershonite. Then the people rejoiced, for they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. And then David told it about he blessed the Lord and knew who the Lord was. But look at the 14th verse. I'm trying to get out of here, but this. But David said, now look at 13. But now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. And the 14th verse said, but who am I and what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee and of thy own hand and of thy own. Oh, and of thy own have we given thee. Mighty, 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 mighty. Mighty, mighty, mighty. Here's why the seed cannot fail. The seed cannot fail because it has potentials in it placed by God. It has Jesus' purpose in it. It has the Holy Spirit power to produce in it. And the seed. It has all the abilities of the word at work in it. Now, when you talk about potentials, listen to me. I've talked about this a little bit, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Listen to me. Potential. I wrote notes quickly as I could. Potential. Switching system. The seed will enable you to switch system. It will also cause you losing the survival mode. You'll lose it. I don't know nothing about survival. I lost it many years ago. I came out of the survival jungle by sowing seed. The purpose of the seed is multiplying and increasing. We read the scripture, it says so. The power of the seed, Galatians 6 says, always divinely backed up. The principle of the seed is so simple. Turn to Matthew 13. Here's a lesson out of another great seed trainer, the Lord Jesus. Then he gets down to these verses. I love these verses. I live these verses. It's powerful because I'm going to say something about the principle. The Lord showed me about the principle. Turn to Matthew 13. Hallelujah. I'll never be broke another day in my life. The reason I'm not broke, I have a seed. Very simple. Very simple. You sow your way out of it. Notice, yes, sow your way out of it. Notice in Matthew chapter 13. You there? And I want to deal with this principle. The principle of the seed is so simple, it's a mystery. It's so simple, it's a mystery. The principle of a seed, you can't walk in it by yourself because you'll trip over it. But the Holy Spirit wants to reveal it to you. Are you following me? I'm not getting it over. You're not hearing me. You don't understand what I'm saying. It's so simple, it is a mystery. Notice in Jesus, the seed trainer here in Matthew 13, Mark 4, he's a seed trainer. Then he answered, in 11th verse, he answered to them, because it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. See, this seed, the world will laugh at you. You talk to them about a seed like this, they'll laugh at you, but they'll soon quit. They stopped laughing at me many years ago. They can't even snigger no more. Evidence choking them. Every time they say something stupid, God charged me to do something else that they can see. Some people think I'm just doing stuff, you know. He just did it. No. God gave me the permission to say, do this now. Notice verse 12. For whosoever has. See, this is it. This is it. This is the mission. You see, I believe he's talking about whoever has the revelation of sowing the seed properly. He said, for whosoever has, look what he says about him. To him what? And he shall have what? More abundant. But whosoever has not, that's where the church is at right now. From him shall be taken away even that he has. Now, class, listen, that's John 10:10. To move on the other side of John 10:10, you're going to have to learn how to sow.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Now, I'm talking about the other side in the verse. Turn to John 10:10. Some of y'all couldn't quote it. If I give you $1,000, you couldn't quote John 10:10. Then you're talking about being a soul and talking about you want God to bless you. And then you get there and say, I knew it. You ain't know nothing. Stop lying to yourself. You need to know, you need to memorize these voices, get these voices in your heart. I've been having that voice in my heart many years. See? The seed is the mystery that will reveal to you how to get on the right side of that voice. Exactly what the 11 and 12 voice is saying. Yeah. Jesus said, I come that you might have more abundantly. Yeah. But you got to pass through the thief voice. The thief keeps stopping your money. You got to shoot a mystery on the thief. Boy, you ain't gonna like this. You got to sow when you're broke. So the thief can laugh at you because he think he got you. So he probably won't even want to mess with you. Look at it. They're gonna put their last $25 in the season. That's stupid. I'm gonna let them go. He don't understand sowing. He can't sow. There are certain people I won't accept a seed from, you know. These boys don't seem in meeting. Man brought $100 up here. I picked this $100 out of the spot. I knew it. It smelled. It stank. Yeah. I found it out of a bunch of $100 up here. I went down there in the crowd. And I got. I said, "That's his right there." Yeah. I said, "No, I can't receive this. Yeah. Going back to your seat." See. You think you see me receiving from people? You think everybody can keep jugging money in my hand? I won't take it. If the Spirit of God tell me, I can't take that. Yeah. More than one time. Yes, now, hear what the Spirit of God is telling me. If the seed cannot fail, and if I've learned properly about the seed, I can stop the thief. Yes, sir. And I can move on into my abundance. Yes, sir. Is that right? You see what the 10th voice said? Now, here's what we have done. We have bind the thief. We have cursed the thief. And the money still didn't come. The thief is stealing by the seed. And the abundance is the master trainers teaching you how to sow.
Yes, sir.
And you become a systematic sower. Yes, when nobody reading scriptures, nobody trying to pull your tooth, you just know it's the right thing to do, and you're trusting God, and you're not trusting man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I would ask the question in this room, and I don't want no answer. How many bona fide sowers do I have in this room who sow day in and sow in the morning and sow in the evening? I was with two souls this week. Just drive your mind nuts the way they sow. It's out of their mind. They sow in the morning and eat hunks of money. Bona fide sow. Just sow. Sow in the morning, they sow in the evening. And they know I'm rich. But they know how I got rich. You ever been in a store? I saw two men in a store. One man was buying something. And so they were trying to block each other out for paying for it. And so the other man had his, you know what them little cards that where you swipe them little card? And the man was up there getting his stuff, so he thought he had him blocked out. He had that card back like a knife. And when that lady rung that thing, whoosh, he said, "It's paid for already." That's how bad he wanted to pay for it. So tonight, now, the Holy Spirit got me. I have 10 minutes or a little better. The Holy Spirit, this is a $300 check, a good check. The Holy Spirit has me stuck here because the Holy Spirit shows him. Go back to that 13th chapter. You had the 13th chapter? Look at that 11 and 12 voice again and just go ahead and flip-flop and go to verse 10. after you read it. Go to verse 10 in John 10. John 10:10. The Lord is showing us something here. He's showing us that the seed cannot fail. And so if the seed cannot fail, tonight we're going to stop the thief from killing, stealing, and destroying your money. And you're going right on into what Jesus said he came for. I come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. He was including money also and being blessed. You understand me? But see now, you cannot stop the thief without the seed. Whoa! I don't care how much you pray. I don't care how much you pray. When you get you praying, get you praising, sow.
Yes, sir.
You see? Now, it's the only way you're going to stop. Now, either you're going to live on one side of that verse or you're going to live on the other side. The apostle is telling you how to get over, how to cross the road. Yeah, how he crossed the road. You cross the road by sowing. The thief cannot steal from a sower. But read the Bible. I ain't going to go no further. Read the Bible here. Matthew 13:11. He answered and said to them, because it is given to you to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. All right? So some people don't know. Whosoever has that revelation, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever has not, from him should be taken away even that he had. He can't take it. Satan can't take my money. Satan can't make me broke. I mean, that's a powerful revelation, man. So simple, it is a mystery. That's what I want you to see. See, I didn't know God was going to take me over and show me John 10:10. But the answer is to John 10:10 is the seed training in Matthew 13 is training about sowing. He tell you all the things that can stop a seed. Yes, sir. Now, also in Isaiah 55:11, turn there. The seed has the same criteria as the word. Yes, why? Because the seed comes out of the word. Yes, sowing come out of the word, so it has the same criteria, the same ability, the same dynamics. Oh, man, the same thrust.
Yes, sir.
So when you look in Isaiah 55:11, I think it's Isaiah 55:11, right? What do you say? My word, what? The seed will not return unto you void. The seed cannot return void because the seed got the word on the inside of it. The life of God is on the inside of the seed. The promise of God, the will of God, the spirit of God is on the inside of the seed. He said, the words that I speak to you, John 6:3, they are spirit and they are life. That's spirit and life because the seed lesson comes out of the word. That spirit and life that is in the word is in your seed when you sow it by faith.
Yes, sir.
Then a law kick in. Romans 8:2. The law of the spirit of life, the same spirit in life that is in John 6:63,
yes,
it kicks in when you sow that seed.
Yes, sir.
The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. The law of sin and death is the law of darkness. In the darkness kingdom, it will keep you broke. You got to work a principle. You got to work something God told you to work. See, God can't move unless somebody down here move. Yeah, I'm a tither. I know you're a tither. I know you're a tither. I know you give, but you got to start sowing. Don't wait till you get the first of the month and all that stuff. Sow.
Sow. Yes, sir.
Sow with intention. Sow with direction. Sow from God. Don't sow because somebody tell you so. Let it become a revelation to you. Stick with it. Recognize. Yeah. Recognize. Listen. Recognize this. 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 Recognize, turn to Mark 4. Good God Almighty. Turn to Mark 4. Now, remember, class, in this class tonight, in this seed training class, the apostle didn't know. But God brought those two verses together, John 10:10. And the mystery of the seed, he says, when you learn the mystery of the seed, it's going to be given to you, and you're going to have abundance. And he said, it can't be taken from you. your seed imprisons Satan from your finances. Your seed imprisons. Put Satan in prison. Say, now, no, devil, you got to steal from somebody else. You can't steal here no more. So one of the grand mysteries of the seed, it stopped the thief. I'll never be broken another day in my life. Say it. Because I know the mystery. It's in the seed. Now you have to pursue the principle. Whew. Just kick that pride on the side. Kick that pride on the side. That pride thing mess you up. You got to pursue the principle. You understand me? Mark chapter 4 now. Mark chapter 4. You got to pursue the principle that I'm teaching. Sit down a minute. Sit down a minute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mark 4:26. Everybody say process. Recognize that it's not going to happen overnight because your heart's not ready yet. You got to sow in the devil hollering, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Not tonight. Don't do it. You got to sow in the pressure. You got to sow till the bottom come out. Look like you're not going to make it. Because God getting you over, further over to trust him. Now, how far he going to take you, I don't know. But he got to wean you from the system. That's what the process is all about. And so what happened, people sow a little bit and they get some more seed and they go buy something. Now, real soil trainers, real trainers, people, they don't buy stuff that mess the seed up. It's a process. It's a process because you can't handle the kind of money God wants you to have. If your heart not in position, it's going to be like the lottery. People win the lottery, never keep it. Because, see, you mess around getting a lot of money and stop sowing. And thought you did it. Oops. So, I'm a sower. I know it's impossible for what I'm saying to happen, but I'll sow anyway. I'm just a sower now. I'm sold out on it. See? See? It's a process. Remember, it's a process because you get discouraged. Say, this don't work. You've sown $670 and talking about it don't work. Yeah. This don't work. Yeah, right. But y'all laughing because a lot of y'all ain't sold $670 yet. It don't work. You see, you need to get up to your $1,000. At least sow up to 1,000. Boy, quieting you now. Not a creature was stirring, not even my mouth. The Lord told me to frighten you a little bit. I had a lady walk with me last Sunday. She told me I had to tear that check up. Undoubtedly, I read between lines. The check wasn't what she was supposed to write. And she put $1,000 in my hand. $1,000 check. That happens all the time. You'd be surprised. I don't tell on these people. But you'd be surprised who they are. Quiet. Just sold it. Going back to their seat. You think God's not going to bless people like that? I know because I'm one. I sent Fred probably $10,000. Every now and then I sent him $10,000, and he called, and I'm half asleep. I said, "Who is this? What you want?" He said, "Leroy, this is Dr. Price." "All right, Doc, how you doing?" I had to shift, you know. I'm half asleep. And that happened twice with me and Fred. I said, "Another $10,000, I was in the theater, I was half asleep." I said, "Who is this calling here?" He said, "Leroy, this Fred, he ain't calling me no more. This is Fred." Oh, my goodness. 4:26, my time over the 4:26. Mark 4:26. Just want you to read this process over and over again. Not going to happen overnight. Carol and I have been sowing for years and years and years. But it will happen. Tell the person next to you, it will happen. Yeah. And tell them, keep on sowing. Don't quit. Don't lose heart. Don't give up. God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll make it good. That's two scriptures here. I told you Isaiah 55:11, you see where his word would not return to a void, but it accomplished what he sent out to do, and it prospered there too, where he sent it. There's another scripture, I think it's in 1 Chronicles 6, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro, find it yourself. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro, up down the earth, to find somebody hot who perfect toward him, that he may show himself strong on their behalf. It's fine, get your concordance and find it. Strong, you know, find it. Look at something. Now I'm going to read this and we're going to close. In Mark 4:26, yeah, I think it's the greatest lesson that can train a sower. First of all, it says, and he said, "So is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground." You got that? Then notice in verse 27 what the man did. "And should sleep and rise night and day." Now notice the second part of this 27th verse. "And the seed should spring." He brought another check. "The seed should spring and grow up." I know what he said now. What he said? "He knows not how." See now, don't try to figure it out. Just sow and rejoice. Don't try to figure out where it's coming from. And don't be licking up under nobody. Because then you're robbing God of his glory. You understand? And people flash a little money in your face. Don't let them get you disturbed by flashing a little money. Talk about how much they got. You ain't gonna give me nothing, just get on out of my face. Don't be telling me what you got. Want me to be father behind you, talking about you the big boy. Y'all don't run up on some people like that. They got a little money, got their hand on a little money, now they want you to follow behind them like a puppet. I ain't following behind you. You ain't got enough nowhere. Try to make me jump on you when I find out how much you got. I thought you had some money. Yeah, you got $25,000. And I thought you had some money. You're going to have a lot of people try to stop you. You know? A lot of my members too dumb to come. You know, it's just, they're concerned about this. They're concerned about they might have to sow something. Ain't nobody made nobody sow here. You can come and be a sneaker. I don't know who put this up here. But members, if you got any respect for the pastor or the apostle, you'd be here. You see what I'm saying? I'm trying to get something over. And then another man, all his members come in, and you're not here. Some of them are watching on the internet while I'm talking to them. I wish the internet blow up. And burn your hand a little bit when you try to catch it. And come here Sunday, I'll pray for you. And I'll say, "Lord, burn her again." Just get some sense in their mind. And he says, verse 26, all right, verse 27, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up. He knows not how. Now, you know, the Lord used my life, and I share a lot of things about my life, about wealth and about prosperity. And but I don't know how. I don't know how I paid my house off in 3 years. You know, I don't know how, but I know how. But the part of all of the ramification of it, where the money came from, I don't know none of that. The money just came. And so I put my life on the line a lot of time by sharing all these things, but I just don't care. I want to be an example for the body of Christ in this area. I know we got to get people saved and get them trained, but in this area, the body of Christ got to stop suffering. All I can tell you is the seed did it. Who did it?
The
seed. The seed did it. We'll argue with anybody, argue with the seed and the seed principle. I am a sower. You got to come to grip to be able to make that statement in reality. I'm a sower. Now, what are the real sowers? A sower is one who, when he's prompted by the Holy Spirit, to sow a seed and an amount. Because there's something called a sweating seed that God will tell you sow, and it make you sweat. But then when you go back to that seed, it's not your sweating seed anymore. He got another sweating seed for you. But then you get sweating harvest. You follow what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you the truth. Jesus said, the truth will set you free. I don't want you to come out of these classes for nothing. You have to understand. You have to understand it's a process. She has money. She has money. Money, money, money. Real money. $100 bill. Now, preachers, before I come along, preacher, see this. That a man walk up and give a preacher $500. They have given me the $1,000. You know, a preacher didn't see that because they were trying to keep the preacher down. And he should have kept him down because he ain't taught him nothing about finances over there. They ain't had nothing to give him. Yeah. Right. Rabbi, don't have nothing. You ain't taught me nothing. Yeah. Right. Yes, I don't know nothing about a seed. They didn't even know about the tithe. Yeah. Right. They were living under a curse. Yeah. I think they did good. I think they did good compared to people did good in church compared to what they kept the church open, kept the light on. They did good because they didn't know nothing. Yeah. I got to close, y'all. I drove 200 miles to get here to do this, and I wasn't driving my car. I was driving, boy. So to get here, but then I went. All I had time to do home is a shower, shave, and get a little red bean and come on out here. You can't eat too many red beans. You got to preach. One preacher said, "What? Y'all heard the story about the preacher?" The preacher, it was at the other preacher's house, he said, "I don't eat before I preach." And he went on and preached. And when he got back, the wife said, "How did he do?" The husband said, the man who was the host pastor with him, he should have ate. I want you to read down through and see that process yourself. You'll see that process. The seed cannot fail. The seed must be a priority in your life. Write that down. The seed must be a priority in your life. Now, who is a sower? And how do one qualify to be a sower? Believe in sowing by the scripture. Believe in sowing by the scripture. Second thing is keep on sowing. Ecclesiastes 11 and 6 will help you. Them sowers that I was with, they sow in the morning and in the evening because that's what Ecclesiastes says. The process we just looked at in Mark proved that the seed cannot fail. And then when you look in 2 Corinthians, you're dealing with chapter 9, verse 8 and 11, you'll see there's a sowing grace. There's another, turn it over, brother. You got the money, but I'm going to show you. Turn it over. Yeah. There's another money. It's money. You're just sowing. Look. It's sowing. Sowing is a grace. And this statement here, I want all of you all to become a seed flow rider. R-I-D-E-R. I saw a sign on, and I said, he was talking about something, Rod, you know. I said, man, I think they said a seed. I want to introduce you. I want all of y'all to become a seed flow rider. What I said? I said, what? Yeah, and you're not going to have to tell nobody because your life is going to start changing right before them. That's a $300 check. Your life is going to start changing. Your garments are going to start changing. Your house is going to start changing. Oh, the Lord get happy. Your shoes are going to start. Everything going to start changing. It's all right. I go and praise the Lord with that. See. It's time for us to rise up. It's time for us not all this getting by, just getting by. Good people, love God. If you follow these principles, get a hand on some of my tapes and some of the books, all these seed training classes I've carried out. The man on my death is a pastor who's been teaching this stuff, and he sent a list of his members' name and testimony of what happened to him. I think he taught 30 days and the seed, about the seed. And Reverend, I taught all your stuff. But at least he ain't stealing, he's sawing, you know. Yeah. All right, that's all I'm going to do. All right, on your offering tonight, right on the back of your envelope, I'm a seed flow rider. R-I-D-E-R. I am a seed flow rider. That means there's a flow that my seed's going to start, I'm going to ride it, and everybody going to know about it. They're going to know where it came from.